Hey everyone, welcome back to Vasper Today. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah. We're here to break down the biggest tech stories of the week. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's get into it.
Let's start with what everyone's still buzzing about, Google I/O 2026. The Gemini AI announcements were honestly a game changer. Google's rolling out the Gemini 3.5 model family, and this new always-on agent, Gemini Spark, is set to automate and personalize just about everything you do.
I mean, picture this scenario. You wake up, and Gemini Spark has already sorted your emails, scheduled your meetings, and even suggested a playlist based on your mood. It's not just about convenience. It's about AI becoming a true digital assistant, not just a tool.
And for developers, the new APIs and multimodal features, like Gemini Omni's text-to-video generation, open up a whole new world. Think of this as the moment when AI stops being just a back-end engine and starts becoming the interface itself, across everything from Android phones to smart glasses.
Here's what this means for you. If you're a user, expect your apps to get a lot smarter, a lot faster. If you're building products, the bar just got raised. Google's deep integration of AI into its core products is going to force everyone else to step up or risk getting left behind.
And that's the bigger picture. We're seeing a shift where AI isn't just an add-on, it's the foundation. It's going to change how we interact with technology on a daily basis.
Speaking of high-stakes moves, let's talk about the Trump administration's decision to postpone that sweeping AI executive order. This happened just days ago, and it's got the whole industry talking.
Right? The tension here is real. On one side, you've got national security concerns, and on the other, the fear of stifling America's tech leadership. The fact that tech industry leaders were able to push back and actually alter the course of federal policy, that's huge.
Quick thought experiment. Imagine you're running an AI startup. One day, you're prepping for new regulations that could change everything. The next, it's all on hold. That kind of uncertainty makes it really hard to plan, but it also means innovation might move even faster, maybe too fast for comfort.
Why it matters. This episode highlights how much influence the tech sector now has over government decisions. It's a reminder that the rules of the game are still being written, and everyone, developers, companies, even users, needs to stay alert.
And speaking of staying alert, Anthropic's Claude Mythos AI just sent shockwaves through the cybersecurity world. This AI autonomously found thousands of critical software vulnerabilities, including one that's been hiding for decades, and then generated working exploits. That's both impressive and, honestly, a little terrifying.
Think of this as AI moving from being a helpful security analyst to a supercharged hacker. The implications are massive. Security teams now have to rethink their entire approach because AI can outpace human experts in both finding and exploiting bugs.
Here's what this means for you. If you use software, and let's face it, that's all of us, the stakes just got higher. Regulators and industry leaders are scrambling to respond, and we're likely to see a wave of new security protocols and oversight measures.
The broader implication is that AI isn't just a tool for good or bad. It's a force multiplier. It can help us defend, but it can also create new threats at a scale we've never seen before.
Now, shifting gears to the business side, OpenAI is reportedly preparing for a confidential IPO. This is a big deal, not just for OpenAI, but for the entire AI industry.
Absolutely. When a company like OpenAI goes public, it's about more than just raising money. It means more transparency, more scrutiny, and potentially more partnerships and innovation. And with SpaceX rumored to be doing the same, we're seeing a trend. The most transformative tech companies are heading to the public markets in 2026.
Here's why you should care. Public investment can accelerate development, but it also means these companies are now accountable to shareholders. That could change how they prioritize research, safety, and long-term goals.
And it's going to put pressure on competitors to keep up, which could mean even faster progress or more risk-taking.
Finally, let's talk about the EU's draft guidelines for high-risk AI systems, released just 2 days ago. This is a big step in making the EU AI Act real, with concrete criteria and examples for what counts as high risk.
For companies building AI, this is huge. It takes some of the guesswork out of compliance and lets them start aligning their products with what's coming. But it's also a signal. Europe is serious about responsible AI, and they want to set the global standard.
Picture this. If you're launching an AI product in Europe, you now have a roadmap for what's expected. And with the public consultation period open, there's a real chance for developers and users to shape these rules before they're finalized.
Why it matters. These guidelines don't just affect Europe. They're likely to influence global standards. So what happens in Brussels could shape how AI is built and used everywhere.
So whether you're a developer, a business leader, or just someone who loves tech, this week's news is a reminder. AI is moving fast. And the rules, risks, and opportunities are evolving just as quickly.
That's all for this week on Vasper Today. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think about these developments.
We'll be back next week with more insights and stories from the world of tech. Until then, stay curious.